T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a secret to it. What's worked for you?
I think, you know, marriages, I'm sure for everyone out there, they ebb and they flow. I think the challenging part for us is we are very ambitious people. And a lot of times, you know, I'm going one direction, she's going the other, and it's, you know, ships passing in the night. And, you know, I'm going to football and she's got things she's doing. Oh, by the way, the kids. And, you know, I think we just have to make sure we take time for one another. And I think if you want it to get better and improve, you got to communicate. I want to support her and her dreams. She wants to support me and mine. And it's not like because I'm a football player, her life's going to stop.
That's Tom Brady. And obviously talking about his marriage. And you're going to hear a lot about the story probably in the next couple of weeks. I'm sure it'll be part of Super Bowl coverage during Super Bowl week. So let's do this. Instead of...
Can't wait to hear Joe Buck break it down. Troy Aikman.
Did you see the cover of Life and Style? Well, I'll tell you what.
So instead of starting with the story itself, why don't we start with Gossip Cop, who I have no idea what Gossip Cop is. Anybody know Gossip Cop? They apparently...
No.
They're like a
It's like the Snopes of the tabloids.
It's like Politico.
What's
lying and what's facts, right?
Yeah,
that's what they do, right? So it says Tom Brady's future in the NFL may be uncertain, but his marriage to Gisele Bundchen is not. A tabloid alleging they're getting a $600 million divorce is false. Gossip Cop can debunk it, and then they go on to debunk it, and they go point by a point in it. I mean, but this is what we have. In today's society, you got a magazine that you find at the supermarket, right? I went on their website. They don't have the story on their website. And apparently, they only are issuing it in certain parts of the country. So apparently, they're not even going to drop
that
edition.
Let me guess. It's big in New England.
Right.
Okay.
No, it's not going to drop in New England.
No, it's not in New England?
Not in New England. They're going to drop it elsewhere. Which I think...
Really?
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Because people in New England wouldn't buy this magazine with them on the cover, hoping and praying that there's some...
Because they want them back. I mean, they won't buy it.
Oh, so that's what it is.
So at the supermarket, nobody's going to sit there and say, I'm not buying that. I don't want to hear about that. You know, and that's what you get when you go to the supermarket tabloids. You see everybody's getting divorced, right? Or, you know...
And you have to somehow prove your... I would say that this may be... It already is. But just take out his relationship with his wife. Take that part out. Take his kids out. Just the rumors that exist with him, you know, and what team he's going to play for, and this guy's got a source, and this insider, and that insider, and this guy's a national guy, this guy's a local guy. You'll never hear more opinions and you know, than you have on Tom Brady ever in your life. In the last 20 years, there has never been more just, I call it controversy, if you want, as far as what he's going to do with his football career. Now you add in the other element of his
but
wife.
But this is when you start getting
money.
This is when you start getting pissed.
That's if all. I'm him, yeah.
But you know, I'm just people can sit there. People can come out and say he's coming to Vegas or it's going to be L.A. He wants the Chargers. People can speculate where he's going. I don't see how that pisses him off. You know what he's looking for, what he wants. It's when you start going after like you know your personal life. You start going after your relationship with your wife. I have no clue what's going on with him and his wife. Could they be in a tough time right now? I have no clue. Maybe. Who knows? But, I mean, when you start going after, like, the personal life and what's going on, those are the rumors. Just, you know what, talk about where I'm going to play next year. Leave my wife,
oh,
my kids,
luck.
Out of it.
Well,
here's the worst together.
Oh, that's good.
So, here's a couple quotes, and I'll just humor you guys with this, right? It says, the dubious source alleges that Brady and Bundchen have been... having some nasty blowout fights over his refusal to retire. Hey, I don't want to retire. Yo, you better retire.
I like this next one. Go ahead.
One was after Gisele told Tom that a psychic told her to leave him. Adds the Crushable Insider. Of course,
that.
He told her that was ridiculous and laughed at her. They've said some really ugly things to each other. It's gotten really bad. Some friends think there's no going back.
Oh, no.
Imagine if your wife came back and they're like, listen, yeah, I did this, you know, I had the psychic or Reiki, whatever the hell all that stuff's called.
Yeah, Reiki.
And
your chakra. They got to clean your chakra loop.
They just said, like, that the vibe I'm putting out there right now or the aura that I have is, like, bad. And the answer is, I have to leave you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say, is she interested in you? That's what I would say.
I'm going to go on a walkabout.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't, I mean, could there be some truth to it? I don't know. Do we humor it with a response? Do we kind of should we lead with it? Should we lead with it?
No, I have no response.
Top of the show.
Actually, if they're having trouble, then maybe he won't mind going elsewhere. So, you know, kind of like Josh McDaniel.
Well, maybe this is the decision that he makes. Maybe it's a sacrifice he makes, and he says, "Screw it, I will play in Miami. Screw it, I will play in LA." Even though it's not a better deal. It's not a better team.
I thought you
his opinion, LA. His goal to win is not as great by playing with LA, playing in Miami.
See, because I was going to bring up that I know people will now do this. They will take this story and they will kind of drop it into where Brady's going. For an example, we had heard from Willie McGinnis and others that she was not a big fan. Giselle was not a big fan of LA.
Right.
She was out there, built that house, didn't like what they were doing, sold the house, never moved into the house. Dr. Dre bought the house for a fortune, but she didn't like LA. So now suddenly is L.A. a more attractive place?
Yeah, but Willie McGinnis kind of walked that back. Willie McGinnis kind of walked. I don't know if you heard.
I did hear it.
Don't remember, if you find it, great. I don't know if you guys are listening.
They have to go back and look at it.
Well, I know, but Willie McGinnis kind of walked this back. If you have it, great.
He was emphatic about it the first two times he mentioned it.
And that, but then he said, I don't know, anything's possible.
So maybe he's the source for life
so
and style.
So if that's the case, if that is the case, I mean, honestly, it's all. I think anything's possible. I mean, I think every single situation is possible. But if you really want to bring some reality to it and some clarity to it, start with the team. Start with their cap situation. Start with how important it is for them to re-sign Brady so they won't have $13.5 million of dead cap money, which they never do. They would like to prorate it over 2 years and give themselves some relief.
Wait a minute. You spend 20 or 25 minutes with Mark Davis, and he offers you the assistant coach as well as quarterback.
What is that about? What is that? Why am I not listening to some damn kicker, first of all?
I will tell you this.
Can we not take any quotes and sources from a kicker?
I thought you liked him last week.
You liked McAfee last week.
No. In the end, I hate kickers. Yeah.
Do we have McAfee talking about this? Listen, this is Pat McAfee.
Tom Brady, though, was photographed talking to Mark Davis, and I have inside sources saying that they were talking for about 20 minutes down there. What could they have possibly been talking about? Obviously, they're talking about Tom Brady becoming the head coach. The quarterback, starting quarterback, and possibly assistant head coach for the Las Vegas Raiders. John Gruden would absolutely love to have the greatest of all time in his building. It's not just good for the offense. It's good for everybody to see what it takes to be great. I don't think he goes to the Las Vegas Raiders, but this is what Tom Brady has set up with his cerebral approach this year for every word that has come out of his mouth. Anything that he is directly connected to, whether it's a photo in Vegas with Mark Davis, whether it's a trip to Miami or California or Indianapolis will stop by, this conversation is going to start, this speculation is going to start, and that's exactly where you want to be if you're TB12.
All right, first of all, I wouldn't be surprised if it's 20 or 25 minutes because other people have been reporting that they spent some considerable time together. Okay, who knows?
Maybe
they
a coach.
I don't know where he got his haircut.
Maybe they have a lot in common.
What barber do you use?
But if an owner who you already know is a little bit strange, okay, and Silver Spoon, he was handed it by the old man. And he sat there and said to you, yeah, you could be the assistant head coach or whatever. First thing I would say if I'm Brady is, I do not want to go
Assistant head coach.
I do not want to go. There's one thing about having say in your offense. There's another about having some stupid, silly-ass title that people will laugh at.
Listen, I don't need to be an assistant head coach. It's just that I like to make a decision or two, you know, in our offense. Maybe even personnel. You know, it's like you don't need to give me a label. Assistant head coach? What the hell is he going to do in there?
How about Mark Davis says, I now crown ye Sir Thomas Brady. We're going to knight. How about a knighthood?
Put the bowl over your head. We're cutting.
Okay, all the knights of the crown must wear a bowl haircut. I knight thee. That's the only thing he could do.
I would say this.
Give him some sort of badge or some medal of honor that he just creates, and there's only one person that has this other one, and that's John Madden.
That's the best thing the Patriots have going for them. Today's the 26th anniversary of Robert Kraft buying the New England Patriots. He's been a great owner. Just look at the numbers and look at what the franchise was like before. And by the way, for you young people out there, the franchise wouldn't be here if it weren't for Robert Kraft. They'd be long gone. Thank you very much.
Give me the music.
26 years now. But if you're Tom Brady, you have a good relationship, even though sometimes he probably bugs you a little bit. There's probably some stuff there. The double kiss, the European. Okay. But you listen to and sit down and talk with Mark Davis, or you're going to sit down and talk with Jimmy Haslam or some of these other guys. They're going to be so in awe of Brady, they're going to say stupid things. And that's what I think Davis did. I think Davis was in awe of Brady,
yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me if McAfee is right, because Davis has heard, as all owners do, they hear a little bit of information and they suddenly blow it up. They've heard that Tom Brady wants to run his own system, right, his own offense.
Yeah.
I don't care. I paid $100 million for Gruden, but you're going to be the assistant head coach.
Yeah, I can tell you, they're all full of crap.
They are all full
of crap. Every single guy, Pat McAfee included, they're all trying to make a name off Brady. They're all trying to get some shine, get some publicity, get some credibility. This Life and Style article, give me a freaking break. I mean, the Pat McAfee, they were going to make you the mayor of Vegas. Like,
but you know,
the stratosphere is going to be renamed Brady.
The title isn't what he's looking for. But what the title represents maybe is, though, isn't it?
But do you think Mark Davis understands that?
No. But I'm just saying, could it be lost in translation?
Yes.
Well, the discussion was, you know, have more say on personnel. Have more say on game plans than maybe you have in the past. I heard you weren't happy about that kind of stuff.
No, you're giving Mark Davis.
And then someone sit there and say, well, basically what they're talking about is an assistant head coach. Like, assistant GM, whatever. Like a title of more control. He's just someone just lost in translation, second person, third person, and turns into assistant head coach.
Or it could be that it was lost in translation coming out of Mark Davis's mouth.
Well,
that Mark Davis heard that Brady wanted to have control of the offense.
Essentially,
and, said, and I'll give you the title.
Well, he told Pat McPhee. Essentially, what I told him was he could be assistant head coach if he wants.
Right.
Oh, okay. He offered to be assistant head coach.
I'll change the name of the team.
The one thing I will say, because
I called the Brady.
The Vegas Brady.
The Las Vegas Brady's.
Yeah.
And we'll hand out phone figures. Because
we'll
I remember when you were a kid in San Francisco, your daddy didn't get you a phone figure.
And we'll play at TB12 Stadium.
Hey, TB12. Hey, TB.
We won't even have a logo of the Raiders. We'll have the TB12 logo.
And we won't even serve beer. We'll serve avocado ice cream. And everybody will get some liability beer.
Everybody gets a beer when they walk in the stadium.
I tell you what, TB12 in Vegas would be great. All these hungover people the night before showing up in the morning.
Mark Davis is the type of guy that when they take him out to eat, they put a cork on his fork so he doesn't poke himself in the eye.
I will say this, though. The one thing, we talk about the legal tampering
right
period, the 16th and the 17th is the legal tampering period. The illegal tampering period is going on right now. And if anybody thinks that these people don't talk, you're not using a second or third source so that you, a burner
Who's the
phone,
other team?
Using your burner Wait, phone, so, your flip burner phone, right?
So there's, let me see, yeah. let me think about the owners that could possibly be in the mix for Tom, right, to sign Tom. So there's Mark Davis. Okay, there's Dean Spanos. There's the Spanos, right?
Right.
That family, which they don't have a clue.
Now, but
they've never been good at running their organization.
The Titans is a family, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the kids, I believe, now have taken over.
The kids
over.
Are running the team.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so who else is there? Miami? I mean,
Steve Ross.
Anthony owned them.
No, Mark
Anthony. Jennifer Lopez.
No.
They sold their shares.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that was a publicity
Anthony.
Stunt. That's what that was. A publicity.
You're gonna sell tickets. You're gonna sing it every halftime. No.
So the Titans is kind of a mess right now with the kids. So, and I think Lombardi says this all the time, you know, and he talks about it with coaches. And I also think it exists. When you're talking about veteran superstar quarterbacks like a Brady, like a Peyton Manning when he went to Denver. He went to Denver. You know, Pat Bowlen was around then. And so it was great ownership. It's really important because they can really bleep it up. The ownership could really screw it up for you. And then, you know, you're going to have to play for Gruden. You're going to have to change the offense or whatever. I mean,
and no one's changing anything. You tell me if Gruden is for some, if some chance, like, we're lucky enough to take multiple trips to Vegas to watch Brady play. I just want to find an excuse to go to Vegas. Well, yeah, we got to cover the Vegas Raiders, honey. I know it's during the summer. We're staying at the Hard Rock Hotel. I don't know what we're going to do.
The hell are you doing?
We're gonna radio broadcast from the freaking pool at
Hotel. They're doing the draft out there this year, and so they're going to do it out in the water. It's going
to
be perfect.
I tell you what, I'll give it to Vegas. They're doing it the Vegas way.
Dude, yeah. That stage.
They're doing
is
it the
crazy.
Vegas way.
Right in the water of the water show there in front of the Bellagio.
So it's a floating stage. Yeah, on the fountain area of the Bellagio.
I don't know if it's floating. They probably, because it's not deep, right?
No, secure.
The water's not deep.
Have you ever been swimming in the Bellagio?
I don't think it's deep.
Main drag, of Vegas, the Strip.
It's right there.
They're just going to put, bleachers on the whole thing so people can sit at the drag?
No, okay, so
you need fans. They're not going to just stand there at the rail like they do.
Yes.
Ocean's 11.
Yes.
And just sit there and be like, oh, this is cool.
So there's thousands of people that go to this. That's the pre-draft. So the Bellagio's doing the pre-draft. They have the red carpet. So the players come up and they walk on the red carpet. And last time you were in Vegas, you saw Britney Spears. You flew out to Vegas to go see Britney Spears. So there's a strip right there. So they're probably going to block off the street because there's a railing that overlooks the fountain at the Bellagio. So that's one night. That'll probably be the night before. But then the actual draft is at Caesars. Outside of Caesars.
So what's the stage for?
Is going to jump the fountains in Caesars.
What's the stage for? I thought the stage is for the bring the draft picks out when they get announced.
Not for the actual draft night.
Ah.
That's different. That's like a pre-draft ceremony that they're doing.
What the hell?
Dude, they're doing it right.
Let me tell you
That's
something.
All I'm going to say. They're doing it right. If they're in Vegas, they should do it Vegas style. Like, do it up, like dancing girls, topless, feather girls, whatever it is they do.
Should have each one of the players walk up to the stage with an Elvis.
Yeah.
Arm in arm with an Elvis.
I would say, I love the fact that they're having it there, but what do you think's more likely to happen? I saw Darren Rovell kind of tweet this out with a bunch of options. Somebody doesn't show up. Somebody gets arrested. Somebody has a drunk interview.
Yep.
Is there all the above options? I wrote all the above.
Yes, and that's
because I think all are likely impossible. Someone's going to end up in Vegas, go to some, nightclub, wherever, where there is no windows or clocks, and next thing you know, dude, the draft!
Struggling.
I'm going to get my personalized suit with my name inside.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
I'm going to sound like him. We should go. So why can't we go?
Please.
Maybe we should.
We should figure out a way to go.
Yeah. Let's pay our way.
Sure.
We'll do that ourselves. That'll work.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a lot of people are claiming that Lou might be wrong with something he said on the show yesterday, though Lou has bona fide sources that are supporting even more so what he said yesterday. Right? But some people are saying, nope. Lou has no idea what he's talking about. We'll get to it coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Just including our own Lou Merlone, that they are hearing that the Major League Baseball investigation is not finding anything, that it's not going to be maybe as harsh as everyone thinks. My person tells me, no, they know what they did. They know they broke the rules twice. The early reporting of the punishment is going to be severe will stand.
So Trini obviously disputing what Lou Merlone told all of us yesterday. And we just heard here in the last hour a promo for Greg Hill's show in which Greg basically was saying very similar stuff, that the only people that really believe this are John Henry and who else did he say? And Lou Merlone.
Sam Kennedy and Lou Merlone.
Lou Merlone.
The only ones that believe they didn't do it.
Lou Merlone. So you're being challenged.
I would say
here,
that's inaccurate. But, the Trini thing yesterday, I don't know. I'm on TV, I think, Thursday. Maybe we could talk about it.
Ooh.
But on air, I have no clue what she's talking about. Because, even to that point, we played that sound yesterday, and I was like, let me just double check. Yeah, listen, I don't think they think they did anything. As a matter of fact, I don't think they believe that if what they're being told is true. Again, you know, I think they're taking what they heard from Alex Cora. You know, they believe him. But they don't think the league will do one single thing to him that they shouldn't. Fine, yeah, you're investigating us again. I get it. But if there's nothing here, if there's no proof, that there's no evidence, a lot of the quotes, you know, like Drellick and Rosenthal put some things together in their own words, but the quotes themselves in that original story was a bunch of cute analogies about deers and lions, you know, and about guys who are very smart and steal signs. I don't think there's anything concrete in there. And I don't think there's anything. I don't think they think they're going to get hit with a single thing. Other than Cora probably getting hit for what he did in Houston.
All right, here's the sound from Greg Hill's show from the promo.
Alex Cora feeding off the center field monitor and then just thinking about, like, Clayton Kershaw with the inflated stats against the Astros and possibly against the Red Sox. Now all of a sudden you feel bad for these guys, and Alex Cora may have largely been to blame for all of this.
May have been? The only people who apparently don't think he was doing it here are John Henry, Tom Werner, Sam Kennedy, and Lou Maloney.
That's the ownership group right there.
I'm offended by this.
Do you need a meeting?
What
do you
mean?
You guys need to meet, get a meeting, sure nobody's feelings are hurt.
Get a meeting, we'll get a couch.
You know what? I can set it up.
Get a couch.
He's questioning my credibility.
Lunch? Want lunch?
It must be hard for
you. Know, Panera?
He's not used to kind of disagreeing with teams around here locally.
So the only people that disagree, the only people who think that Cora didn't do anything wrong here, just you guys, that's it?
Yeah, it's four.
I don't think
John Henry, Tom Warner, Sam Kennedy, and Lou Maloney.
And Christian Fourier.
Christian Fourier.
I don't know where you stand on this, Glenn. I want to know if you officially,
I've already told you.
If you think he did something or didn't do anything.
I would add the manager, all the coaches, and all the players.
The more and more I hear about this.
No, I want you to answer the question before you give some weird analysis.
It's not a weird analysis.
Do you think he did anything illegal, cheating-wise, here in Boston?
I think they probably did some stuff.
Using technology, using some sort of weird system to alert players what type of pitch was coming.
Christian, you had three people that worked for the organization who were interviewed independently, anonymously, but they all came up with the same story. Three separate people.
We don't know that.
What do you mean we don't know that?
Just what I said.
Well, they didn't do it together.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, one guy was talking about this, gave him this quote. The other guy was talking about this quote, that this is, yeah, the Red Sox. If a pitcher came and said, you know what, it's ridiculous, man, these guys knew everything. And I think at one point in that article, they said this guy's running back and forth in the video room all game long. Okay? There's always been guys running back and forth. What were they doing in the video room? I don't know. But all I can tell you is that they knew all the signs for the opposing team. They knew sequences. They knew tip pitches. They knew everything. And they're running back and forth in the video room. What do you think? Oh, hold on now. What were they doing in the video room? Were you in the hitters meeting before the game started? Did you know that they had, you know, Verlander's curveball? Did you know that they had, you know, Chirinos, when he sits down to a squat and his feet are really wide, that it's a breaking ball? And when his feet aren't as wide, it's a fastball? Because they're wide and he's lower because he's anticipating a breaking ball. Do you know that these catchers are getting lazy and they're just giving, you know, location on fastballs? Do you know that? Do you know that the guy's knuckle curveball is showing? He's showing his ass to the runner at second base. I can see a curveball's coming. He's not showing it to the hitter, but the second baseman, I can see the changeup. I can see the grip. Do you know all that stuff's in the meetings?
I think
they just had everything.
Which means they didn't do anything wrong. Andrelic wrote this today. It might change everything. They might not allow players out of the dugout to actually go and watch their at-bats. So they, once again, sound to me like Major League Baseball is going to overreact. But I want to get back to Cora. So let's say Cora, let's say you're right, and Cora did nothing here with Boston. The fact that...
Illegally.
Right. The fact
I'm not that, saying it didn't steal signs.
The fact that he was willing to take the sword, and right now is basically the poster child of cheating, he and Carlos Beltran in Major League Baseball, and more so with Cora than with Beltran, all right? Because he was supposedly the mastermind. You know, Beltran was just one of those players. I think it's a shame. I really do. I think it's a shame. And I think, and the more I think about it, the more I think it's like part of his character. He's a really good guy, and you may be right. When you said this the other day, I thought you were crazy. When you said, Cora walked in and Cora said, you know, I can't manage or whatever. Why? Why can't you manage? What are you doing, Alex? Why are you throwing the sword down? Why are you giving up so quickly? Why are you allowing them to destroy your reputation, your brand? Why? Because you were part of what many players were involved in, that a manager knew about, that a general manager knew about, that clubhouse people knew about, and you're going to take the fall? You're stupid for doing that. Dumb. Why do that? Let it ride. We have crisis every day in society. And you know what happens? They roll through for 3 weeks and then they go away. And then the next guy is the target. You let it roll and the public will change. And so the Red Sox might have overreacted when the Shaughnessys and the Buckleys and everybody else in this town, Tomasi's, said, fire his ass. They didn't have any of the information. They were looking at the optics of it.
They were looking at triggers, mastermind, conspiracy. Oh, what about the children?
Exactly.
Nobody think of scandal. Cheating, mastermind.
So maybe his character.
Think of the children. Won't somebody please think of the children?
The fact that the guy has got character, he might have let the Red Sox sway him in that meeting into saying, you know what, guys, I'm going to walk away. I'm not going to do it. You know, maybe the Red Sox threw some money his way. That could all be part of it. But I'm going to walk. Why? Why, Alex? You know why would you walk away? We keep on hearing all these people are doing, and we're going to talk to Danny Picard in a few minutes. He's written a great Danny Picard.
K-Cancer.
He's written a great piece. It's like 154 pages, but I've read the entire thing, and citing other instances in Major League Baseball where this happened. So they want him gone, Alex Cora gone, and he went along with it for something that happened in 2017. Yeah. Danny Picard is citing stuff that happened with other people in 2014, 2015. I said this yesterday,
2010.
Luke. Okay, 2010. So wait a minute. Are we going to go back in the calendar now and do the same thing to those people in 2010, 2014, and 15 that we're doing to Alex Cora?
In Picard's article, you can see it, DannyPicard.com, Living on the Edge. It's outstanding because he talks to a former Major League pitcher and a Major League hitter. What happened here is that Mike Fiers embarrassed Major League Baseball, the commissioner's office, okay? Because like I said before, they knew what was going on, MLB. That's why they put in-person monitors, monitoring those video rooms during the postseason. They knew what was going on. They didn't do anything about it then other than put a guy there. When the season was over, they didn't do anything about it. All right? They didn't go to they wanted it to go away. They don't want to investigate this stuff. They don't want any of this stuff to come out.
Exactly.
But Fiers blew it up. He talked to Drellick and Rosenthal. They were forced to, so they went nuclear. But they didn't go nuclear. And if you look at Picard's piece, this has been going on for a while. There's always been speculation of, whether the Indians or teams have been accusing other teams of, a bullpen coach, guys in the binoculars in a bullpen or whatever, relaying just over their bullpen, and the guys are leaning over the railing.
With T-shirts.
Or not leaning over the railing. Arms down or not arms down. You could see it. He brings up situation up in Chicago, which is outstanding because there's video proof to go with it. I retweeted the video. Chris Sale in the mound with Victor Martinez, to where teams were believing that the Tigers back in 2014 had a guy in center field with binoculars relaying signs to the hitters. And a story in Chicago is that Sale drilled Victor Martinez. And after the bench is clear, you see Sale yelling at him and pointing out to center field and saying, I see you looking out at your boy out there. I see you looking out at him. And then you've got the situation in Toronto where everybody had speculation, the Blue Jays. Now, there's a guy out there in center field just over the head, the visual of the hitter, just over the head of the pitcher. Arms up in the air was a breaking ball. Arms down was a fastball. Or vice versa. It's been going on for a while. People relaying, accusing them. The Minnesota Twins. Remember going to the Metrodome being like, it's interesting. They got these flags now at all their vents. Why is that? Well, because they've been accused of turning on the air conditioning when they're hitting. They create a little bit of a current going out to the outfield. So what'd the league do? They didn't blow it up. They didn't suspend everybody. They didn't get people fired. They put flags on the vents to make sure they stopped doing it.
Yeah, Danny's got formulas that they used with different type of substances to get pine tar into the hands of pitchers and all of these other things, which are cheating. They're doing the same thing that what we're talking about happened in Houston. They are affecting games. So what does Major League Baseball do now? Do they go back and document all of these other incidents, bring people in, investigate, and do the same thing they did to Cora and to Carlos Beltran? Or do they let Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran be the poster children for cheating in baseball?
One of the things he said at the end of his piece is that watching baseball flaunt A-Rod this year, because we know A-Rod's completely recreated his image. I mean, he is the poster boy for everything that was wrong with baseball. He sued Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees. But watching him flaunt A-Rod while burying Cora, Beltran, and Hinch next season and beyond will piss off a lot of people in baseball. And he has a quote from one of these guys. There's a lot of F-bombs and BS's in there. I can't say it.
You can read it without the...
But it is true.
You want to read it without?
A-Rod is celebrated now. Yep. And he's on effing Fox.
Right.
And Alex Cora is going to be an effing ghost. You know, he said, that's effing BS. Absolute BS. And to a point, it's true. The league will sit there and say, well, you know what? We didn't send out a memo in 2010. We didn't tell you to stop. We didn't send in a memo in 2014 or in 2006 or 1997, you know, or 1992 because it didn't get that much attention. A reporter didn't get a player and write a huge story and force our hand to go nuclear on everybody in the game of baseball.
So here's the problem I have with that, though. You're right. They didn't. But the memorandum said that the people that would be taken as fault would be the general manager and the manager. Carlos Beltran was a player. And Alex Cora was a bench coach. Those are the two guys right now that are getting slammed. They're the ones that are getting killed in all of this. That wasn't part of the memorandum. Why didn't the commissioner say, if any player is involved, we're gonna suspend the players? Yeah. If a bench coach is involved, we're going to... And if the Red Sox are clean, like you're telling me, Lou, they're totally clean on this, then Alex Cora is the fall guy, and that is wrong. That is unfair. Danny Picard's written this unbelievable piece on DannyPicard.com, Living on the Edge, with a lot of research behind it and obviously interviewing a hitter and interviewing a pitcher. And we will interview Danny Picard coming up next.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Earlier this game, Chris Sale struck out Victor Martinez, and then he took a look out to center field with his hat, and he pointed towards center field. I don't know exactly what was going on at that particular time, but obviously he thinks that somehow, some way, there's signs being given to the Tigers from center field. Now he hits Victor the next time up, and then once Victor gets toward home plate, Chris Sale doesn't say much to Victor, but he points out to center field again.
So that was quite a few years ago with Chris Sale and Victor Martinez and the Tigers and what they were doing. Fast forward to today, and we know what has happened to the Astros and what might happen to the Red Sox. And Danny Picard has written a terrific piece, many, many pages, including that video, which you want to look at.
5,400 words.
Yeah, by the way, we should say that, you know, in a 2018 ALCS when the Houston employee was escorted out of Fenway.
Yes, I remember that.
Taking a picture?
Danny had that story.
He did.
He's the one that broke that story. That kind of got a lot of attention.
And those who listen to WEI probably remember Danny Picard on the station.
Or anyone who listens to the Jimmy Fund radio telethon knows
text
that.
K Cancer to 2022.
Because we always.
It's our favorite line.
Pause
with
our
guy, Danny.
Danny's good to talk to you. How you doing? Everything good?
What's going on, guys? Everything's great. How are you?
Terrific. This is a really interesting piece that you have. So you tell me. Did the commissioner overreact to the situation in Houston? And who knows what's going to go on to Boston, especially when you now are documenting that we've had a lot of these other incidents. Does he now have to go back and readdress some of these others?
Well, he absolutely overreacted. And that was my belief before I even went digging for this piece that I wrote. But what I learned when I went digging, talking to multiple players, current players, by the way, what I learned was that there's a huge battle between hitters and pitchers in this league when it comes to gaining a competitive edge. And when it comes to gaining that edge through stealing signs, you know, the hitters will tell you, well, if they don't want their signs stolen, then they should change them or they should protect them. And the pitchers will say, well, how about you just don't steal signs in the first place? But I think that at this point, I mean, if you've paid any attention to Major League Baseball and the history of it, and like you guys said, you know, I try to do my best to document some of the stories that some of these players were pointing out to me, which I then went and found the confirmation for those. But, you know, by listening to these guys, what I learned was if you think the Houston Astros, if you think sign stealing, and even sign stealing with technology, if you think that started or is going to end with the Houston Astros, then you're either a puppet for Major League Baseball or you're a pitcher that doesn't protect your signs very well. So,
Danny, do you with that. There's a good article. Like I said, there was a couple of good examples of things that have gone on there. But I'm curious. I think at some point you said you know, Major League Baseball wouldn't comment. Have they contacted you as far as like, you know, hey, shut up already? We want this thing to end?
You know what? So I reached out to them about the Victor Martinez story because one player told me about it in detail, and he told me that Major League Baseball actually caught Victor Martinez in 2014. And I had another player confirm that belief around the league, that the league caught Victor Martinez. And so I tried to search this story. I couldn't find anything. There's no real documentation on it. And so I reached out to Major League Baseball, and they told me that they hadn't heard of this. They also pointed out that in 2014, Rob Manfred was not the commissioner. But, I mean, you know, let's not be naive. He was still around the game. But they told me they had no knowledge of the situation. So what I had to do was just go digging. And as I pointed out in the story, there's a lot of numbers there that show Victor Martinez had the type of season that is historic, really, when you think about his power numbers, the number of strikeouts. He struck out 42 times. He walked 70 times. He walked 70 times, struck out only 42 times, and he hit 32 home runs. At the midway point, he had about the same number of home runs as strikeouts. That's crazy. And then when I found the video, I just found a game recap where it said Chris Sale threw at Victor Martinez. And then so I searched the highlights for that game, and you got the video of Chris Sale hitting Martinez, pointing out to center field, yelling at him, saying, "You're pointing at your boys out there." And what his boys out there were doing, they had different colored T-shirts, they were wearing binoculars, and they were stealing signs for Victor Martinez. And so when I reached out to the league for comment, you know, they didn't come to me. I went to them, and they just denied knowing any of it.
In that video, Danny, Victor Martinez just flat out had nothing to say. He just walked to first base because he knew he had been caught. But my question for you is, do you think the Red Sox could have sold the idea to Red Sox fans that they were going to keep Alex Guerrero despite any suspension? Alex Cora, of any suspension that was looming.
Could you repeat that? You threw me off with the Guerrero thing.
Sorry. Do you think that they could have sold the idea of keeping Alex Cora, even though there was going to be a suspension looming? Do you think that Red Sox ownership, even though it sounds like Cora was like, "Hey, I'm going to do the noble thing and walk away," do you think they could have said, "No, you're going to stay, and we're going to sell it to our fans"? Why?
Well, I mean, did he walk away? That's the question I have. I mean, what I learned in this story too is that Red Sox ownership, and really all owners around the league, know what their teams are doing, especially when it comes to sign stealing. And again, I do need to point out that the point of this story as well was to tell two sides of the story, because you guys pointed out that one side that's out there now is that Cora is the mastermind, that Beltran, these guys, they created this scheme, and they're the only teams that have ever done it. Well, the fact of the matter is they're not. Teams use technology. They go into the clubhouse. They look at their swings. They see if pitches are tipping.
All right, listen, I get that. But do you think that the Red Sox should have kept him? Do you think they should have kept him, stood by their guy, weathered their storm, you know, obviously knowing what goes on in the history of baseball? Do you think they should have stood by him and forced him to stay or convinced him to stay?
I need to know what the punishment was. I mean,
It's a year.
It was going to be a year. I would have stuck with him. I would have put an interim manager in on his staff. I would have stuck with him. Because talking to players, especially hitters, that shows the support for their guys. You know, you're supporting your guy. You're supporting Alex Cora. You're supporting a manager that is, you know, I mean, look, we don't know what's going to come out of that investigation. But what I do know is that they were probably doing something to steal signs, because everybody else was. The mindset is, when we go into their buildings, they're stealing our signs. So when they come into ours, we're also going to have theirs. Obviously, pitchers feel differently. But if I'm Red Sox ownership, I would have kept Alex Cora. The problem is, and this is just me, you know, spitballing from everything that I've learned. You got to look at that Tigers team in 2014. I mean, Dombrowski's the GM. JD Martinez was on that team. I mean, how far back does this go? But that's the main point. This is so dangerous.
And I think
this
Danny,
is so dangerous for baseball to come down with this type of punishment, because if you really want to keep digging, you can demolish your league tomorrow. You can wipe out every major league manager. You can find situations where guys were using technology. It doesn't have to be the video replay review room. It could be the clubhouse. It could be scouting. They have scouts who watch video and get the signs. Well, 90%, this guy we're facing tomorrow night, 90% the first time through the order, you know, the third sign that's thrown down, that's what he's pitching that night.
We're talking to Danny.
They scout this stuff.
We're talking to Danny Picard. And Danny, I know, listen, you did a great job. And I know it goes back, I think 2010 was the other one you talked about with the Blue Jays. And I think we all sat there and said, Jesus, I mean, everybody in this team is hitting bombs left and right. Similar situation in Detroit in 14 where the guy in center field. But the amazing thing to me was that you uncovered an article that was actually written in ESPN. I think Amy Nelson wrote it with the help of somebody else. And everybody's talking about this speculation of this is what the Blue Jays do, and nothing came of that.
No, it's crazy, right? Like, that got buried. And that goes into more detail in the Blue Jays situation than mine. And it's when you look at the numbers, and I point out Bautista's numbers, how he didn't have more than 16 home runs in a single season before that year, they just mashed. And one of the pitchers I talked to said every time they would go to Rogers Center for a handful of years, they would be out, you know, they would even go out early sometimes, stand on the pitcher's mound, sit in the bullpen, and just watch to wait and see if this guy would show up. And a guy would show up, and sometimes he would sit in a different seat. But the idea that it's just another example. Like, not only did the Astros, were they not the only team to do this type of stuff and steal signs, but it was happening. Major League Baseball knew about it, and they did nothing about it. It was reported. It was documented. The reason that they're overreacting now is to try to make an example out of one or two guys. And you guys pointed out before I jumped on, you're now basically burying baseball lifers like Alex Cora, Carlos Beltran, A.J. Hinch. You know, these guys now, who knows? Like, are they going to ever be able to do anything again in the game?
Probably
not. They have to sit at home and watch Alex Rodriguez on ESPN and Fox be basically flaunted by the league. This is the poster boy of PEDs. And you know what? That's Major League Baseball. That's their broadcast partners. Major League Baseball calls the shots for those guys. So essentially, it's Major League Baseball flaunting Alex Rodriguez while they're basically portraying Alex Cora as the bad boy of baseball. It's just unfair on so many levels, and they should have never had this type of suspension.
And I agree with you, Danny. I think Rob Manfred screwed this one all up. We were all shocked when we heard the penalties when they first came out that first day, and obviously even shocked more to see what has happened to Cora.
40 minutes later.
And those guys fired, and then Beltran and out in the Mets and Cora here. But you, in this article, list up some more cheating that goes on in baseball. For an example, pitchers using Pelican Grip Dip. And it's a substance. It's goop. It's a combination of rosin and pine tar. It's available, by the way, in Amazon for $16.99. I would think most Major League pitchers can afford it.
I like the Coca-Cola one,
and then
too.
You got goop, which is a mix of pine tar, rosin, and melted Coca-Cola. Stuff is legit, one guy says. But that's why I think all their spin rates are going through the roof. So where does this stop, Danny? Does the commissioner now continue to do this, or does he try to bury it all and say, it was only Houston, there's nothing else to see, the game's great, it's wonderful, young people love it, we're moving on?
Well, that's up to them, right? I mean, if they want to continue to find things and punish people, I mean, I was told they're going to look into the Oakland A's organization now, because, you know, fires in Oakland. I mean, if I'm an Oakland A's player, I'm going, what are you doing? You know, to Mike Fiers, like, what are you doing? Why are you coming out with this publicly? So the league, look, they're getting hit up with every rumor now. And when I talked to a spokesman for the league, you know, they mentioned the Mike Trout HPH rumor. And look, they obviously have to follow anything that's thrown at them. The problem is, you know, they got stories about HPH. They got stories about buzzes, electronic buzzes. They have to look into it. But I think if they want to stop the madness, they can by just basically burying everything, but then they look as corrupt as we already know they are. So they put themselves in a very tough spot just by coming down as harsh as they did on guys like Hinch and even Luno and whatever they're going to come down with, Beltran and Cora.
All right, Danny. Great
stuff, buddy. Good
job. We'll put a link up on our Twitter And it's DannyPicard.com. Good talking to you again, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, buddy. Later.
Danny Picard on the Harbor One hotline. It's amazing when he brings up the A-Rod stuff. Because A-Rod right now is part of the face of Major League Baseball. Do we all realize where A-Rod has been through all of this with the steroids?
It's summary is more of this has been going on. Teams have been talking about it. You know, and teams have always wondered. When I was playing, this team's always wondering what was going on. You know, when you see something that doesn't seem right, it usually isn't. You know, like, again, I watch a game, and I've said before, they got Severino. You know, and it's not because I'm seeing something with the glove, but then I'll go and study him on the mound. Because when I see you lay off of a slider down and away, like 0-1 and spit on it and not even offer at it, doesn't look right.
No.
So baseball, when they introduced technology and they said, you know what, we don't need the guy in center field anymore with binoculars. We don't need our bullpen to signal stuff with binoculars. Because baseball put a nice little cozy video. They put a camera up there for us. Tell the guy, you know, we don't have to give him season tickets. I don't got to leave him a ticket for every single game because we got a video. So all they did was they streamlined it. They did. They streamlined what was been going on for years. And then when Fires came out with it, the story broke. They couldn't. There's only one thing they could do. They got embarrassed. They had to act, and they went nuclear.
Except that they know they're well aware. Owners are well aware, as Danny just said. Everybody's well aware that there's a lot of this, and it's been going on for a long time. So what you don't do is you don't overreact and give guys year-long suspensions, force the team to fire them, and force them to fire two other people that were involved in it. You know what you do? You give a slap on the wrist right now, and you take away all of that stuff. You send your people to each one of these ballparks. You have them there for every single game. It costs you a little bit of money to be able to do it, but I don't know where it stops. You can't just blame this on Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran and A.J. Hinch.
That leads me to a question that Lou brought up earlier today, as far as, okay, if all this is said and all this is done and the punishment isn't as bad and blah blah blah, Lou said, hey, do you bring them back? Do you rehire them? I think we should talk about that.
We will. We'll talk about it in the next segment. We'll get your phone calls at 617-779-7937 this last hour. Been brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.